This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
BJ and Jamie.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Welcome to a Friday. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app, free app on your phone. Podcast, man. Anything you miss on the program today, boom, go get it. Later on today after the show, it's going to be posted up here in a couple of hours after the show. So, I don't know, around noon or so. Good morning, Carson.
Morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm happy it's Friday. It's been like the longest week ever, it seems like.
It's been such a grind.
It really has.
Oh, man. We've had so much happen this week with that puppy theft thing and then Jamie kills a deer.
Just an emotional roller coaster of a week.
Oh, it's been just a sad, sad week, yeah. Man. Some really bad news. Hey, Spadil, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm ready for this weather. It's going to be a nice weekend.
It's going to be beautiful this weekend, right?
Yeah.
You know what I still have up? Blow-ups?
No, you don't.
No
way. In my front yard.
Stop it.
From Christmas?
Yeah. Well, they're deflated. They're on the ground.
That's even worse. They're like dead bodies in the front yard.
It's like trailer park.
It does. It does. I got five blow-ups in the front yard.
Oh, my. Five?
Today I'm going to get them up. Yep. And I still have my Christmas lights up. We still have a Christmas tree.
The Christmas lights you can at least kind of hide just by not turning them on.
Not mine. They're big old white ones with really thick wires to them. I mean, they're very obvious.
Man, it's a good thing you don't have an HOA.
Yeah, I don't have an HOA. Well, we do. It's just volunteer, though.
Yeah, so no one cares.
Do you see where they're thinking about signing an executive order to get rid of HOAs across the country?
No.
Hey, Spadil, can you look into that?
Yeah.
HOAs across the country could be going away with an executive order.
Wow.
Yeah. I saw it yesterday. You guys seeing it?
I see a couple people saying that it's a possibility of them wanting to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope that happens.
That would be sick.
That's going to piss off a lot of people, though. Especially those grumpy people that live in your neighborhood that love to point the finger at you, put one of those little notices on your door, fine you. You know,
I met this lady the other day who was a president of her HOA, and she was like drunk with power, dude. It was insane how she was just talking about people in her neighborhood and stuff. Yeah.
She couldn't wait to throw them under the bus.
She was excited about all of that.
That's a bad idea.
What?
have no HOAs.
You do?
It's a bad idea.
Yeah, because you're going to get so many people that just like park their cars on their lawn.
Did you see that story floating around?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And I think it's a dumb idea. And I like having an HOA.
Well, you know what? When I saw the story, Jimmy, I kind of thought the same thing. I thought, here's the thing I don't think. I think the HOA has too much power when they can take your house from
you. Well, that part, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That part I don't like.
Right.
That should be illegal. They should not be able to take your house from you, okay?
Or when you have like a good board, like right now we have a good board, but like what, 2 years ago we had this woman, she was just out to get me. So if we could be selective,
right?
Yeah. Well, when we have a board, when we don't,
or maybe even to the point that you're allowed to maim somebody, you know, maybe take their knees out for them you don't like them. Maybe we have that law.
What's going on with BJ?
Well,
today?
If somebody targets you, Jamie, you should be able to target them back.
I'm not gonna take their knees out. She's an old lady. Feels me.
She's an old lady.
She is.
Why was she picking on you?
I don't know. Well, because I told her to stop feeding the squirrels.
You told, she told you to stop?
No, I don't feed the squirrels. I told her to stop.
Oh, you told her to stop.
They like kicked up all my mulch all over my lawn.
Yeah, they're hiding their nuts.
Dude,
they are.
Yeah.
She is a horrible HOA person.
Well, yeah, you don't feed the squirrels.
You don't feed any wild animal.
I know. Anyway.
Yeah, she needs to be tossed. Maybe take out the kneecaps.
We call her Snow White.
Yeah.
Snow White. Yeah. She feed the squirrels.
All right.
The bears come and then they eat the food. And it's just it's a whole circle of life in my neighborhood.
Yes, it is. And it's dangerous.
It really is.
Very dangerous.
It is. So bad.
All right, weekend's almost here. Man, man, it's going to be beautiful this weekend. Snow next week, but don't worry about that. Right now, it's all about the weekend.
I wore that that shirt that I was telling you about that you didn't understand.
Well, I still don't understand.
Oh, okay.
Well. I'm looking at it. It's just a hoodie, right?
Yeah, but look how cool it is. And look, and like the pull thing is on the side.
Do you have it on backwards?
No. The pockets are in the front, dumbass.
I don't know. It looks like the hood part's in the front.
This is that place that you go to Leadville and you have to make an appointment.
And you can only buy like one thing? Or
two. You can buy two things and that's it.
Melanzana.
Yep.
Yeah.
How much was that?
I have no idea. It's my kids.
Oh. Yeah.
My son and his, at the time, girlfriend, they went up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how much it was.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
Yeah, it's from Leadville.
Are you sure you got it on right?
Yeah. Where'd you get that? Oh, I got it in Leadville. That's right. Got it in Leadville. It's like Beverly Hills, but different.
Right. I think that's part of their hook. Is you're only allowed to buy two things.
Well, yeah, it is. They're all hand sewn at the place.
Right. Oh, they are.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Wow, that is cool.
Yeah, so they're all made right
so
there.
So somebody by hand made that.
Yep. Not a Chinese little kid, so that's cool.
Yeah. No sweatshop. You don't know. Maybe in Leadville, they weren't running a sweatshop up there, too. You just don't know it.
Yeah, baby.
All right, we're just getting started. We have Halsey tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:20 this morning. Lots on the way. It's Friday.
BJ and Jamie.
Halsey at the beautiful Red Rocks Amphitheater, man. That's going to be one heck of a show coming up this summer. We've got tickets for you. Free tickets coming up at 7:20 this morning. Man, tragedy again has hit the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. First, earlier this week, it was Hooters.
Oh, yeah. Now, this other one. This one, I don't like Hooters, so I know it's claiming filing bankruptcy,
they're
right?
Filing for bankruptcy. But that one's on me. That one's directed at me because that's my favorite.
But they might reorganize. They're still open, all this stuff.
Yeah.
But this whole just shutting every single Del Taco down is bizarre to me.
It's one of Jamie's favorites.
It is. But I mean, it's weird. It's just weird to shut them all down yesterday.
No warning, no nothing.
No organization of like bankruptcy. Just like, and it. Some of them like it kind of gave a false sense of hope. Like until further notice, you know. Some of them said that. I don't know. It's weird.
And it's just Colorado, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. And I saw in the news that their spokespeople won't say anything.
Yeah, no one's talking about anything. Yeah. But like you say, the false sense of hope, too. It's weird because they say that you know, just temporarily or whatever for the moment, and then they come back and thank their customers for like the memories that they built.
Yeah, so it's like, mixed messages.
Yeah.
It's very odd.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't get it. 19 stores.
Today, signs were posted on the doors alerting customers that they are closed until further notice. The company has not said why all of the restaurants just suddenly closed, but according to their website, there are 19 Del Taco locations across Colorado. We know all but one of them in Grand Junction is now closed.
Well, we're going to have to go to Grand Junction, it looks like.
I'm telling you, it's worth it. Did you ever get to go?
I did. I've been one time, Jimmy. Yeah. I've only been once.
Their fries are delicious. Their sauce is amazing. Like, they just do everything right, except for the cheese quesadilla. That one's not done right. It's a little slimy. But it's so good.
We did one of those concerts, some venue. I forgot where it was at or whatever. Right after that show, I was starving. There was a Del Taco.
I think it was Bar Bingo.
Was that what it was? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. There was a Del Taco. Remember in that parking lot? Man, did I go over there and tear it up.
Yeah, it was good.
It was delicious. And that's the only time I've been to a Del Taco. But I see them all over the place, but now they're just shut down the doors. It's a real mystery. I don't get it.
It is a mystery. Nobody gets it either.
Do you think... Let me think about this.
I can't even guess. I don't know.
You have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Because there was no warning signs. It was just, we're close. See ya.
And then my friend Michelle, we were all talking about in the girls chat about this because everybody loves Del Taco. And Michelle, before they made the one down by her house in Castle Rock, she used to drive all the way to Highlands Ranch to go eat out there. That one.
She was dedicated.
Yeah, she was. And so then I said in the group chat that I really like their sauces, right?
Yeah.
And so I looked online and I can get 20 sauce packets for like $20.
I did see that.
Did you see that post?
And it can't be because business is so bad because, I mean, everyone I go by, especially at lunch, it's bumper to bumper.
And what's funny about those sauce packets, by the way, is I wonder, okay, because, you can buy different sauce packets from fast food restaurants, but I wonder how old they are.
I know. They've just been sitting in a warehouse somewhere for years.
And I don't even think it's a warehouse. I think somebody, scooped them up while they were at Del Taco and was like, I'm going to try to sell these online.
Does anyone else here collect the packets? Not just Del Taco, but
like
Chick-fil-A
sauce.
Keep them in a baggie in the fridge.
Yeah,
so do I. I do it all the time.
I just don't like that they don't have expiration dates on them because they don't individually stamp them.
You really got to keep track. Like, when did I put
those exactly. In? Yeah. I wish I would have grabbed a bunch of Del Taco sauces.
Every Del Taco in the Denver market is closed. Well, the state, except for Grand Junction.
So if anybody's going to Grand Junction, if anybody's going to Grand Junction, can you grab me a bunch of sauce packets, please? I'll pay you for them.
That even makes more of a mystery, leaving just one open.
I know. That's one. Weird.
And I'm hearing no other state. No other state. That's just so bizarre. All right, we'll get to tabloid trash. Speaking of weird, this Gene Hackman thing. Wow.
It just kept getting odder and odder. Wait, odder and odder.
It's odder and odder. Gene Hackman story. We'll do it next with tabloid trash.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Now that's going to be stuck in my head all day long. Pink Pony Club. I'm going to keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. I'm going to keep on dancing.
Kind of makes me want to go to a strip club today.
Does it?
Yeah.
Well, you should, because I bet those two are going to close since they owe $14 million in back pay. Oh, my God.
How does it get to that point, $14 million?
Because they ripped off all the strippers and stuff.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying when it gets to like $5 or $6 million, maybe you catch it. I don't know.
Well, they were audited, that's why.
Yeah.
So they didn't. They were.
Well, they got busted.
They sure did.
Yep.
Pink Pony Club! I'm going to keep on dancing! It's just too hard to like hit that note, right? So then you sound ridiculous. All right, sorry. Let's see here. Katy Perry and co-host Gail King are among the women headed to space on Blue Origin rocket this spring. Also, Lauren Sanchez is going too. So this is a case where Lauren said, babe, I want to go out in this space. I want to go in the Blue Origin rocket. And I want to take my friends. And so he's like, okay. So an astrophysicist, Katy Perry, Gail King, and Lauren Sanchez are all going to fly into space, right at the edge in that Blue Origin thing. By the way, speaking of Katy Perry, they're saying that 70% of her tour has not sold yet.
Ooh. Yeah, no.
70%. That is huge.
We said that in the beginning. It's like, really? She's going to be able to tour?
I know.
I don't know.
So, obviously, I mean... Because when we were giving away tickets, nobody really wanted them. So we told our boss, we were like, hey, this thing isn't going so well because people don't really want this ticket. And he's like, you're kidding. We're like, nope, swear to God, people don't even want this ticket.
She's going to be canceling some shows.
For you could tell when we promote like 8 o'clock, we're going to give away Katy Perry tickets. And then we forget. We forget after 8 o'clock, nobody even reminds us. Yeah. Nobody cares.
Crazy. All right, anyway, Gabby Petito, man. I know, Carson, you saw this on Netflix.
It's crazy.
You know, I saw it as trending, you know, how it gives you the trending stuff on Netflix. And I was like, well, maybe I'll watch it. But then I thought, well, I know what happens, and I just don't feel like being sad right now, you know? So I didn't watch it, but I am one of the few that did not watch it. In just 1 week, 31,300,000 people have watched this documentary. 31,300,000 in just like 6-7 days.
It's just fascinating because we know the general story, but I learned so much more in depth of like what was going on in their relationship before leading up to this. You could totally see something that was going to happen eventually did, but and also his parents.
Yeah, you said they were like the axis of evil.
His parents, yes.
Don't give anything away.
I won't, but it's only 3 episodes. It's real quick. It's not long, but it's good.
Oh, it's only 3?
Yeah, only 3 episodes.
Oh, maybe I can do that then. All right. It's called American Murder. It's on Netflix. And again, 31,300,000 people. That's a lot of people who watch this story. So Carson really recommends it. He said it's really good. I will tell you this, speaking of Netflix, that Full Swing, the second season, third season? What season?
Third season.
Third season is out. I've only gotten through 2 episodes because it's so much golf. It is so much golf this time. You know what I think? Here's my theory, what happened. So on the first 2 Full Swings, they really shared too much, and we got to see behind their lives and everything, and I think they were like, whoa, 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 because they'd already started filming season 2 before 1 came out, probably. And then they realized, like, oh, this is really invasive. Like, these people are in our lives. Let's just stick with golf. And then they got used to the cameras, and now they're like, okay, only what I allow them to shoot can they shoot, you know? And so that's why I think it's like now all golf.
They reined it back a little bit.
They did. Like, you don't get to find out about Rory McIlroy's affair. all he says is basically like, I don't want to talk about it. And they're like, what? And then the next scene, he's like, yeah, we're back together.
See, because in the trailer, they act like it's a big part of the season. And it's like not this whole thing.
It's not. It's about 5 minutes.
Oh.
It's awful. I want to know everything that happened. The scandal. I guess they kind of played it as all it was about is she didn't like living in Florida. She liked to live in Ireland. That's what it was about. I don't know.
Lame.
It is so lame. It's just golfing. My God. What is he like? Oh, and then the part about what's his name being arrested.
Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, we get some of the behind the scenes to that, so that part's pretty good. All right, anyway. Did you guys know that Travis Kelce is returning to the NFL?
Yep.
That's what they told us.
For at least 1 year.
Yep.
It's kind of sad news, actually.
He actually texted whatever that guy's name is, and he said, basically, I didn't like how I went out this last season, so I want one more shot. I want to try to make the big time.
And we all know that when he comes back, Taylor comes back.
Yep, yep. And it says Taylor Swift will continue to attend football games. So, yeah.
Just great.
I guess Travis and Taylor are in the Cayman Islands.
They are?
Yeah. Oh.
It's a nice place.
It is a nice place. You know why I know this?
Why?
Because I follow all the Cayman Island pages on Facebook. Like, what to do in Cayman Islands? Cayman Islands tourism. Cayman Islands this. Cayman Islands that. And somebody snuck a picture and said, look who I just saw at the beach.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And it was them?
It was them. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're there.
They are there.
Wow.
I felt bad for them. I was like, uh-oh, now it's out.
Yeah, it's a great place to go. I wouldn't want to be down there with those two there, though.
Oh, God, it's going to be
stuck on an island with
paparazzi
Taylor Swift.
Nightmare. For sure. Anyway, yeah, so they're down there. Let's see here. Oh, I wanted to talk about this. That Travis Hunter, is that his name? Yeah. I guess he's not going to participate in all of the activities at that thing.
The NFL Combine.
Yeah. He's not gonna, I don't know. He's there. And all the press, I mean, they were surrounding him. It was insane. But I guess he's not going to do the drills, right?
So he's going to do the drills, but at the Colorado University Pro Day, which is actually really common for people who are, like, supposed to be top 10 picks. Because then they can control the drills a little more and have, like, better times and stuff. A lot of times when they go to these NFL combines, they'll have like a 40 number that, like a 40 yard dash that they didn't want or something, and it'll drop their stock a little bit.
Ew.
Yeah.
I don't. He was weird when he spoke yesterday. I don't know. He was just like, nobody's ever done this. And I was like, didn't your coach do this? Because he was talking about playing both sides. I was like, didn't Deion do this before?
Yeah, and that's there was another guy from CU who did it, or slash played QB and wide receiver.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. Nobody's ever done it like this. Nobody's ever done this. Yeah, I'm like, your coach has. You big dummy. I don't know. He's kind of, it felt to me like he got a little full of himself during this conference. I'll try to find the audio, but he's a little full of himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to be so down to earth, but I don't know if it was because the media was just crushing him. I mean, they were surrounded in this room. And so he's just like, yeah, that's right. It's me.
Man, I'd like to be in that position, though, where you know you're just weeks away from a big payday.
A huge payday.
Man.
Yeah.
Just all you got to do is wait for it.
But, you know, we'll see, because sometimes these guys, they get so cocky and stuff that they fail. I mean, what was that guy, the Heisman Trophy, that he just tanked? He got on drugs and alcohol.
Oh, Johnny Football.
Yeah. I mean, just.
Yeah, that was a fall from grace.
Yeah, bad, really bad. All right, I didn't get to Gene Hackman, so when we come back, we'll do that whole thing.
Yep,
there
we will.
Tableau Gene Jackson.
Also, Halsey tickets, got those to give away. We'll do that at 7:20 this morning.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday. The weekend's almost here. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, man. You're looking at 65 degrees today. Tomorrow, Sunday, a little bit cooler, but not much. Then snow next week. But forget about that. The weekend looks awfully good now.
Yep, it's going to be nice.
So have a great weekend, everybody. All right, let's get to this Gene Hackman story.
Boy, it took some turns yesterday, didn't it?
Confusing, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't even guess what happened. I mean, I feel like that maybe that they were both like poisoned or some kind of leak, or even though they're saying there's no gas detected, and they both passed out in different places.
And the odds of that seems very slim to me, but here's a theory that I got, okay? Mm-hmm. I think it might be a Romeo and Juliet type situation. I think that he came in. All right, the latest is this. They found Gene Hackman, his wife, and dog all dead. The dog was in a kennel. The wife was
in
the bath.
They said a closet.
In a closet, yeah.
They had a kennel in a closet.
Oh, I never heard the kennel.
Yeah, he was locked up in there. The dog probably starved to death because he said that the bodies had been there for a long time. Okay, so we're talking weeks. So the dog probably starved to death.
Oh, that's awful.
Or maybe even hydration or something like that. The wife they found in the bathroom, and they had pills all over the place on the counter. He was found in the mud room. So the theory I'm seeing is that possibly he died first. She was so traumatized that she took all these pills.
Hmm. I feel like she didn't feel well. She went to the medicine cabinet, tried to find some like pills or whatever to make her feel better, and then she just passed out before she could get the pills, and that's why they're spilled everywhere.
Nobody knows for sure, right?
Knows.
All right, the daughter, she's 58 years old. She says she hasn't talked to her dad in months.
Oh, really?
Months.
Huh.
So she had no idea. And supposedly, they have not been sighted or seen in weeks upon weeks, possibly even a couple of months. So they don't know how long they've been there. They said they were mummified.
She was.
I heard they both were. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what the real story is? But they'd been there for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they were both there pretty much the same period of time, whatever. And they said there was a space heater that her head was next to in the bathroom. In a mansion like that, you're using a space heater?
Yeah, and she knocked it over when she fell.
Yeah, that's what it said.
That's a little weird, too. But this sprawling ranch they have down there in Santa Fe, it's just amazing to me that nobody checked on them over the past couple of months.
And then it was, and you know who found him? Not only the maintenance guy, but they said that was the pesticide guy.
Yeah.
I think the pesticide guy got him.
You think so?
No.
He sprayed him?
Yeah, he sprayed him. He sprayed him. Watch this.
Is he the person on the 911 call?
I think that guy is the maintenance guy.
Yeah, that's like the caretaker of their entire neighborhood.
The caretaker of the estate. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Santa Fe 911. What is it? It's the emergency.
Hello. My name is the caretaker for Santa Fe Summit. I'm here about past 10,000 ways. I think we just found one deceased person inside the house. What's that,
there's no address.
There's no address. I'm going to wait for you at the gate.
Oh, who's the patient?
I have no idea.
You don't know? Okay, that's fine. Is the patient a male or a female?
A female and a male, probably. I don't know, sir. Just send somebody up here real quick.
That would freak you out.
They said you don't have the address, and he goes, there's no address on here, and there's a reason why. He was really good. He didn't want to tell him it was a celebrity.
Oh, he did it.
Yeah, he said there's not an address on here, and there's a reason why.
It's such a mystery.
I know.
I mean, we don't have answers, but it appears that carbon monoxide thing is kind of ruled out
now,
right?
Yeah, it sure is.
And the daughter actually came out yesterday. I think you read it, Jamie, that she thought it was that. We all did.
Yeah.
Because you see it too often where that ends up being the reason when you've got a group of people that all die at once.
It's bizarre. So, it's just really weird. I mean, I agree, maybe, you know, like he, but she died first because we know that because they said her body was more mummified than his.
I didn't see that.
So that's the only thing. So I don't know.
The theory of the Romeo and Juliet thing is not my theory. It's something I heard early this morning out of New York. That a detective was talking about it, and he said that's what he thought it was, that he had died of a stroke or a heart attack or something like that in the mudroom, so he probably just came in from outside, that he died. She was so traumatized. She took all these pills, maybe took them over a period of time, and then she died.
All we know is that they both have fallen. That's all we know. They both fell to and they passed out. That's why the heater was like knocked over by her head, and that's why his sunglasses were on the ground in the mudroom is because they both fell.
And yesterday, one of the biggest mysteries of all this was how does two people and a dog die? Okay, that's why we thought carbon monoxide, right? But now it turns out that we found out that the dog is actually in a kennel locked up. That's why he died, and the other two survived because they're running on the property, which you can hear in this phone call.
Yeah, you can.
You can hear the dogs in there. Just
this
a
is
wild
weird story. Yeah, I know, right?
Man, I mean, it's almost like Gene Hackman, one of the biggest Hollywood stars there is. He goes out like a Hollywood movie. Mystery drama, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's so weird. I don't know.
All right. Well, that's the latest update. Nobody knows for sure. So I guess we'll find out more over the weekend as they continue to search this thing and dig
the
into it. You know, it's really weird.
It's going
to
take a while.
I think so, too. Yeah. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show coming up in about 15 minutes. We have Halsey tickets to give away. She'll be at Red Rocks this summer. Going to be a great show. You've got a chance to win.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, they're really pushing that 8 hours of sleep in these studies, aren't they?
Yeah, I wish I could get it.
I don't know the last time I got 8 hours of sleep, to be honest with you.
Couldn't tell you.
Probably on a weekend sometime.
Yeah, it's every weekend.
Yeah, probably. I don't even
For
know if I
anyway.
Get 8 hours during the weekend, though. And you have, how old's your daughter now?
She'll be 3 in April.
Yeah. There's still those nights where they're,
like, randomly. Yeah.
I know.
You're it
like,
scares you.
What is going on? What is wrong with you?
Like, did you just get taken over by the exorcist? What's going on?
Oh my gosh. My kid used to sleep. It was so creepy. He'd sleep with his eyes open. They were barely open. They'd just be barely open. It was creepy. The doctor said it's totally normal.
In those monitors, though, when their eyes are open, like you say, it is weird. It's, they're not moving.
Right.
And they're, like, and just they're staring into your soul.
I know. It's so creepy.
It's like they're possessed.
It is. It's so creepy. All right. Let's talk about this Gabby Petito thing again. I told you last time that 31,300,000 people watched it in the first week. It's on Netflix. And if you don't remember, she was a blogger, and she was traveling the whole country with her boyfriend in a van. It was her van. And then remember the police, they got in a fight and the police had separated them. And I bet they feel so bad.
Oh, terrible.
You know, because they told her to calm down and all that stuff.
Well, and what you'll find out is they talk about what decision they're going to make as far as like, do we take it to domestic like charges and everything like that?
Right.
But the decision that they make just, I think, totally... at the time, was the wrong one.
Well, she's dead.
Yeah.
So obviously, yeah, I agree. And so the people are saying it they call it a heartbreaker. I guess you'll cry when you see it. I just was not in that mood to be like in a Debbie Downer. So I will watch it. I will watch it. It's just you have to think, be in that mood. It's got to be like a snowy, depressing day.
Yeah. And I think it was fascinating to me because I found out a lot of stuff that I had no idea
That's
about.
What a lot of people are texting.
Yeah,
that there's a lot of stuff we didn't know. Here is the trailer, for the American Murder.
Hi, I'm Brian.
And I'm Gabby.
And this is our Ford Transit Connect that we've been living in. And we thought it was finally time to give you a tour.
I'd like to report a domestic dispute. Gentleman was slapping the girl.
Okay, you said it's a white van?
Kind of looks like something like hit you in the face.
Gabby Petito has not been heard from for weeks.
We had officers go to the Laundry family home.
Well, we don't know anything.
Well, is Gabriel here? Or?
No,
she's not here. Is this her vehicle?
Two people went on a trip, one person returned.
I knew something bad happened.
We now have two missing young people.
I was screaming, what did he do?
I remember saying to Brian, you keep her safe. And he looked at me and he smiled. He said, I will.
She just seemed, and you don't have to tell me anything because I'll watch it, but she just seems so kind of like frail, or like a little puppy or something, you know?
And when they're like, when you first get to know her and through all these vlogs and stuff that you get to see, I mean, she just loves life. And then you slowly see it kind of fade a little bit.
He takes it away from her? Yeah. All right. So anyway, it's the Gabby Petito. It's called American Murder, and it's on Netflix. And if you want to be a cool guy, you got to watch it because apparently the whole world is watching it, except for me. I'm like, I hate it when I don't know what, you know, everybody's talking about this thing and all my friends are talking about it in the feed. And I'm like, hold on, let me watch it.
Let me catch up.
But it's just been too nice lately to watch something sad. I'm weird like that. Like when it's like when outside is beautiful and nice and everything, I don't want to.
I get it.
I'm just weird. Okay. Let's talk about Travis Hunter. He's at that, I want to call it Columbine, but that's not it. Combine?
NFL Combine.
Combine.
Yeah.
And that's where they look at all these college kids, right?
Yeah, that's where they do the 40-yard dashes and all that kind of stuff.
Right. And there's one kid, I saw him. He was a big boy. And boy, he was trying to run. It was sad. Everybody's like, oof.
Sometimes, though, you'll see a defensive lineman who's like 350 pounds run like a 4.240, and you're like, that is the scariest thing I've ever seen.
This was not one of them. I think they should have put like an Arby's big roast beef down at the end of the line, and he would have run a little faster. Because it was, oh, I was like, oh, there's got to be some chafing between those legs. Oh, my God.
I'm surprised they make those guys run.
Yeah.
Yeah, the big
it's
ones.
It's like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I'm never going to do that in a game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, I could see quickness, agility stuff, but just to make them run 40 yards, torture.
It's kind of like for their own amusement.
Yeah.
Run, monkey, run.
It's so sad. All right, anyway, here's the deal. So Travis Hunter, he was at the thing. He doesn't have to run. He doesn't have to do anything because he's special. But he was talking about how he is, in fact, special for playing both defense and offense. Here he is.
I did some meetings at receiver, did some meetings at DB, so still up in the air. They say nobody has ever done it for real the way I do it, but I tell them that I'm just different. I'm a different person.
Different.
I guess he threw in there like I do it because I wanted to say to him, well, your coach used to do this, okay? He played offense and defense. And he probably taught you a lot about doing both of those.
It is rare, though.
It is rare.
It is very rare. So, I mean, Travis does have a little bit of a, you know, edge on a lot of different players out there because he can be looked at for so many different positions.
But he said he does want to play both.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't think they're going to play both in the NFL. And he's like, well, I want to play both. And he goes, I'll get a lot more rest as opposed to college. And then this guy came on and said, actually, the halftime show and the commercial breaks are much shorter in the NFL and tighter than they are in college. So he's not quite right about that because he's like, there's a lot more breaks in the NFL. I can play both. And they're like, oh, no. Poor Travis. God love him. Did you guys see Justin Bieber?
I did.
What is going on?
I don't know. Is that weed he's smoking?
Yeah.
Because when you watch the video, there's one video that I saw this morning where they said it was some type of tobacco.
Well, his eyes sure are red and bloodshot.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
They sure are.
Justin Bieber shared a new video of himself smoking on Instagram. Why you need to put that on Instagram, I have no idea. The blurry-eyed baby hitmaker, he's 30 years old, stood close to the camera while inhaling it and exhaling smoke from what appeared to be a joint in a one-minute clip shared to his stories. At one point, he had his eyes completely closed and flashed a wide smile like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's right. Like that. And then he was dancing with his eyes closed.
This is 2 days in a row. He first had the video of him on that airplane, remember?
Yep.
Getting high or something he called it.
Higher. Yeah, I like to fly high.
Like to fly high.
Like a magpie.
That's a day after the PR firm says that there's nothing wrong.
Yep.
I don't know.
Well, plus he's doing these smoke tricks, too, that, like, usually stoners love doing these little tricks while they're smoking joints.
Where they can blow it out their mouth and up into their nose?
Yeah, exactly.
I just saw that.
Yeah.
I don't know the smoke trick. I just watched him do it. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of skill.
Yeah.
So you got to smoke a lot to learn how to do that.
So he's, like, letting it out of his mouth, and then it's going up his nose. That is amazing.
Pretty good video now, huh?
And then for 30 seconds, he's just sitting there with his teeth all big, and his eyes completely closed like this. Wow. What a great dad. Yeah.
Yeah. He's definitely smoking weed.
Something bad is happening with that guy. Oh, my God. Anyway. Yeah, but don't worry. His PR team, like BJ said he's fine. He's not on any kind of drugs.
He's just tired because he's taking care of his kid all the time.
Yeah, that's what they said. Yep. So, okay. Justin Timberlake, he also is going through something. This is the second time at the same place that he's canceled a concert. Justin Timberlake canceled the final show. This was the final show on his Columbus, Ohio Nationwide Arena Tour on short notice. This was yesterday. He all of a sudden said, hey, you guys, I have to cancel this show. He canceled this same show October 23rd. So they're mad.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with him either. I mean, he falls in that same category as Justin Bieber, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
But the tour's over now. It's officially done. So
done.
Yep. He said he'd give everybody a refund. But the thing is, everybody's like, hey, but you just canceled it October 23rd. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Chiefs say that Travis Kelce is coming back to football one more year for sure. And guess what? That means we get Taylor. Yay!
Right, just great. I will say this. I think the Broncos will have a better record than the Kansas City Chiefs this year.
Whoa.
They will. And I think the Broncos are going to win the division this year.
Especially, that's a bold prediction.
Yeah,
why?
It is.
Because they got Mahomes.
Yeah, but Chiefs, they're on the downslide, man. They got trounced.
This is the end of the dynasty.
This is it. It's over.
All I know is that with Gronk here, we're going to save the day, man. Yeah, Gronk. Gronk and then Tim Tebow at quarterback. It's going to be a hell of a year.
Super Bowl!
Yeah.
Reviving the team, man.
Then Patrick Waugh, and he's going to be...
Joe Sakic, Peter Forsberg, back in the lineup. Let's go.
Yes. It's going to be amazing. I don't know what I'm doing. All right, there you go, Tablet Trash.
All right, it's the BJ, Jamie Mordick Show. It is a Friday. What the heck happened at Del Taco? Next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You'll get the podcast there later on today. The weekend looks superb, man. Near 65 both days, today, tomorrow, and then a little bit cooler on Sunday, but it's going to be a beautiful weekend. What happened with Del Taco yesterday? Nobody knows.
Just shut all the doors. I'm so sad, man. Their fries were so good. Their taco sauce was the best. Oh,
this is a big, fat mystery.
It
19
is.
Stores shut down yesterday.
They closed yesterday. Signs were posted on the doors alerting customers that they are closed until further notice. The company has not said why all of the restaurants just suddenly closed, but according to their website, there are 19 Del Taco locations across Colorado. We know all but one of them in Grand Junction is now closed.
Gone.
So one person's theory is that some dude owns 18 of them or something, and that the feds came in and it was like a front for something. I mean, that's a theory.
It was like money laundering or something?
Yeah, I like that theory.
I told you that my uncle, I heard my dad and mom talking about my uncle having a pizza place in Carbondale, Illinois, and that was a money laundering scheme.
Yeah.
And I actually thought he was doing laundry in the back. Because I was so little. And
washing,
so I was like,
washing
bills? No, I thought he was washing clothes. No, I wouldn't know what laundering was. I thought he was actually doing people's clothes.
I thought you meant he was washing dollars.
No, I like
but, had but a, like clothes, like a laundromat.
It makes sense. You get that red sauce all over you.
I know. No, I was like, wow, my uncle, man. He washes clothes in the back of that pizza place.
Well, this is sad.
It is sad.
19, well, every store, unless you go to Grand Junction, nobody's going over there for a taco.
I might.
But 19 stores all in one day. And we would know if one person had all the franchises, wouldn't we? By now?
Probably, yeah.
I think we would. So I think that is just a theory because I don't think that's the case.
Again, if you're like a truck driver or whatever and you do a haul all the way to Grand Junction back, will you drop me off some Del Taco sauce? I like the mild. Because otherwise I have to pay 50 cents a packet on Amazon.
Which is crazy.
And I don't know how old that stuff is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because remember how I eat Del Taco is I put 4 packets of sauce on it. And because they put a ton of lettuce and cheese on the top, and I put 4 packets of sauce on each taco, and I only eat down to the meat. I don't eat the meat. Remember I told you guys that?
That is crazy. I totally forgot about that.
And so then I have left a little meat canoe.
Meat canoe.
And I throw that part away.
Oh, my gosh.
A meat canoe. That's hot.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. There you go. That's Halsey. Another chance to win tickets, 5 o'clock today with Slacker Show. Later on, 5 o'clock for Halsey tickets at Red Rock Theater. I wanted to mention to you real quick here, I had a nightmare last night.
Like a real dream thing?
Oh, Jamie, horrible.
Oh, no.
I was on that Blue Origin flight.
With Lauren Sanchez?
And Katy Perry and Gail King. We got stuck in space for 9 months.
Oh, no!
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
We're stuck.
Yeah.
Those people are still up there.
I know they are. That is crazy.
They went for an 8-day cruise at the space station. 8 days! They've been there almost 9 months now.
It's a modern-day Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. From what I understand...
A 3-mile tour.
An 8-day tour. Yeah. From what I understand, they're not upset about it. I'd be livid.
That's what they say, is that they're not upset about it, but I have a feeling they're very upset about it. I think NASA put the kibosh on saying anything like that, you know.
If you haven't heard, Blue Origin is going to send up a rocket that's got those three broads on there.
Yeah, the three broads and astrophysicists are going to go up, but they're just going to right at the edge of
the outer.
Why
part.
Katy Perry? Isn't she? Doesn't she have a tour to do?
No, she's not selling it.
Okay,
70% of her tickets have not sold. Maybe they're going to take up a shark.
maybe. Why Gail King?
They said that Lauren Sanchez put this together. I don't know. It was her idea.
So it's her besties, basically. Yeah.
There was a joke running around yesterday why Oprah's not going.
Because, that's sad. Oprah lost a lot of weight, though.
Oh, I didn't say that.
I know, but I'm assuming that's what the joke was. I feel like almost Gail is a little beefier than Oprah these days. I know.
Well. But
Lauren Sanchez, I mean, I don't know. I was thinking about this. Like, what if she dies?
What do you mean?
Because, I mean, it's still risky no matter what, you know? They've only done it a couple times.
Anything can happen, yeah.
Remember? Yeah. And when it comes down, they have to de-static it and all that stuff, right. You know? Like, it's still a risky venture to go up there. It's on him. He killed his fiance.
Oh, he doesn't care. He's a billionaire.
No, I think he does care. He really likes her. He put her whole body on the front of his boat.
Yeah, he did.
And remember, he had a wood carving on the front of, she's doing this, like now, she's sailing the seas.
Isn't Blue Origin, though, isn't this flight, isn't it the one that just goes to the space, up to the edge of space
comes right back down.
I mean, it's not really that big a deal, I don't think.
But it's still,
they've had a lot of celebrities go up.
You know, I mean, every one of these are dangerous. They're still dangerous.
It's still a launch. Yeah, I get you. I mean, it's dangerous to fly out of DIA.
Remember, my son was so happy he didn't go to CU for rockets because when they were all shooting them, CU's team, their rocket came back and almost blew up everybody.
Oh.
He was like, I'm so happy I didn't go to CU.
When are they going up? Has it said?
It says this spring.
Yeah, so
they don't really say. Yeah. I got a question for you on Textnado at 303-222-5423. Does it upset you when Jamie and I pull your chain just a little bit with a joke on the air?
Isn't it a yank?
When we yank your chain?
Yeah.
Is that it? All right, so does it upset? Let me give you a couple of...
I think you pull the finger, you yank a chain.
Yes. Okay. That sounds about right.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. I get it. All right. So when we yank your chain just a little bit, let me give you an example. A couple of weeks ago, Jamie did a whole story about Giselle having a baby with that jujitsu guy. Okay. And you said the baby's name was Tommy,
which is an adorable name.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it when people use older names for little kids, you know, like Ethel.
But the whole idea is you guys would understand that she means Tom Brady. Why would you name the kid Tom Brady when it's with another dude? Well, obviously, yanking your chain, okay? And that went on for a few days.
Oh my God, that was good. People told other people.
Yeah,
we had so much fun with that one. That one was a good one, and I apologize, but it was kind of fun.
It was a good one. The Jonas Brothers, remember this one? Rusty. Rusty's favorite. The brother that nobody talks about.
Our favorite. He was our favorite Jonas.
Yeah, the lost Joe, bro.
Yeah.
There's no Rusty.
Lost Joe, bro.
So, and the list goes on and on. Does that upset you when you find out the truth and we're just, playing with it?
Especially when you told other people.
Yeah.
I think it is upsetting, maybe, because I hear from through the grapevine that you really pissed off somebody.
Yeah. Well, I went home yesterday, and my father-in-law, Grandpa Gus, I went down to see him. He was in the basement, right? And so I go down to see him, and the first thing he says to me is, hey, Mr. Professional Radio Dude, hey, you know they don't put an S on deer, don't you? I said, what? It's not deers, it's deer. I'm like, Gus, it's a joke. Jamie and I have been running this joke for a long, long time. And then he was upset with me because it was a joke and he got caught up in it. Okay? Yeah. It's a no-win situation.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking to myself, is it really? Is it not funny? Or was he mad at you?
He was mad at you after you learned. He learned that he got his chain yanked. Yeah, he was mad.
And I hate to yank the chain of a grandpa.
I know.
Of all people. Well, I don't want to cause any health issues.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, but it happened to me. Like, well, I don't know how to explain this one. You and I were talking about tea bags. And I acted really dumb, you know?
Yeah.
And it was this whole thing we did because I love tea, right? And it was a whole thing about tea bags. And one of my friends, like, hey, just so you know. And I'm like, really?
I just feel like there are people that you're driving to work, you're listening to our show, and you hear one of these that we do intentionally, but you don't understand it, and you're pulling your friggin' hair out. You're saying, you're screaming at us. Yeah. Like, guys, stop saying S on deer.
Well, I think a prime example would be, put a bounce on your wet clothes.
Look.
Oh, man.
We knew what it said.
From the beginning.
We knew what it said.
Because we went playing to the internet, and it does say what it says.
And then we'll come on the air and say every text is agreeing with us.
Yeah, which is
nobody agreed with
total
us.
Total lie.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, and look at all the text here. Look at all the text.
I know.
I'm just wondering, does it make you mad? Are you pulling your hair out?
Should we stop?
Are you in on the joke? Yeah. Should we stop? You know, we don't want to be here, you know, completely accurate and, you know, information morning show.
Well, to be honest, though, about the bounce, I did not know what the commercial said. I had no idea. I even told you guys off the air. I had no idea. I went to the internet, and the internet did inform me that it said put a sheet on your wet clothes. No, it didn't.
But now that you put it out, like, as soon as we said that, I listened back to it. I was like, I could totally tell.
Me too. It's so weird. I could hear those words, put a sheet on your wet clothes.
On your wet clothes, no doubt.
Yeah, we talked yourself into our own
lie.
We did.
What's that called? That's called something.
I don't know.
Pathological liars.
I don't know.
Where you start believing your own truth.
I don't know. God. I don't know. But people get upset with us and they're pulling their hair out. And it's like, look, it's only a joke.
And then they told us that Peyton Manning's wife's name is not Betty. That was a disappointment.
BJ Chaby Morning Show. Happy Friday, everybody. The weekend is almost here. Gorgeous day today.
BJ and Jamie.
You know what this is?
It is a man with no panties on.
You are so right. And the big day of a bunch of men with no panties is coming soon.
It sure is.
Can you believe we're 2 weeks away?
I can't.
2 weeks from tomorrow is the St. Patrick's Day Parade downtown. We'll be there. As you know, we win every year. Every year. Best float in the parade.
Float?
Float in the parade. We're the best float every year. We've won it, four years in a row?
Yeah, but here's what we need your help on, like we do every year. We need to know what song we should play on the float. Baby Shark 1 year was a huge, people love that one. I'm trying to think of what song this year is our go-to song. Hand Up by BJ Harris.
Yep, I had one yesterday, and I don't think you were in the studio. I think we go with Pink Pony.
Yeah.
I'd say that's definitely in the running.
That's in the running.
Yeah.
I like it.
Pink Pony.
I like it. Cause
put a stripper's pole up on the float.
Yeah, I like that.
And you strip.
Okay.
I'll strip with you.
Oh, okay. That's
Pink
better.
Pink Pony. That's we'll pretend better. We're working at the Pink Pony Club.
That might not be a bad idea. All right, but we need your help and what you think, like, because that one is one of those catchy ones, you know, that you can't get out of your head.
Stuck in your head, yeah.
And I feel like everybody knows that. It's just, if you're a family, do you really want to sing that? I don't know.
I don't think most families even know what it means.
Oh, I think they do.
Do you?
When you're driving the car and your kid's like, Mom, that's so nice. They went out to find Lucky the dog all night long.
Yeah,
they sure did. They went out to find Lucky. Lucky.
I mean. Most don't know what it is.
No. Oh, you mean little kids?
Yeah. I said the kids don't know what it is, so it's fine to do the Pink Pony.
All right, but we want to hear your suggestions because I'm trying to think of what else has been like the rage.
Yeah, all right. We'll get some suggestions on the Textnado line. Also, don't forget, we're going to be doing beads, the signs. We're going to be doing everything. It all kicks off on air Monday. But we are 2 weeks away from St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, somebody said, not like us.
Not no. like us.
Yeah, no. Yeah, and then Carson will just yell out pedophiles, right? Yeah, that'd be great. Oh, my God. We'll keep taking yours again, but not that one either.
Yeah. All right, it all kicks off on air Monday. We'll give you all the details. You're going to make a sign, bead me, and we have beads to give away. It all starts Monday. Man, oh, man, I can't believe it's here. The St. Patrick's Day Parade for 2025.
That's a good one. The Bruno Mars song with what's her name?
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, Lady Gaga. That everybody's doing that dance.
Yeah.
What? How does it go again? Oh God, help me! What is it?
I can't remember.
Oh my God! About the pot mutt.
Yeah, you mean Rose?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
not
yeah.
the Lady Gaga one. The
That's what we should do. Yeah, that's
Lady Gaga is a ballad.
Yeah. No, you're right. That.
Yeah. APT.
Yes, that's what we should do. And we can, let's all learn the dance. I know we always say we're going to learn the dance, but let's really learn it.
All right.
There's the stacking. You can stack like
the
this.
The whole thing.
Yeah, I think if we start stacking on a float, we're going to fall off.
Well, we can
I'm
all.
I'm not a good stacker. Give me the bottom.
But that's a good one, though.
Yeah, that is a good one.
All right, well, keep them coming.
Yeah,
keep
I like
them
that
coming.
One.
There's no bad ideas. Well, there are bad ideas, actually.
Well, yeah, like Bruno Mars' Wet Kitty.
There's some bad ideas.
Yeah, that's that.
Kendrick Lamar was a bad idea.
Yeah, that one was too.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
DJ Jamie Morning Show. Odyssey app is where you hear the podcast later on today. Going to be a beautiful weekend. Today is the last day of February, man.
It sure is.
We're into March already. I noticed you were watching the Today Show up there. They were doing an update on this Gene Hackman thing with his wife and the dog and all that.
The biggest misinformation, or I guess not misinformation, the biggest thing that they're trying to figure out was, why was the door open, but yet when the caretaker called, he said the door was closed and he couldn't get in. So they're trying to...
When he called 911?
Yeah, he couldn't get into the house. But then they said they arrived and the door wasn't open, but I don't know if it was the same door, the front door, the side door, whatever. But one of the doors was wide open, the cop said.
Now, you also were seeing where the autopsy and the toxicology report...
3 months!
Yeah, take a while.
3 months?
Is that pretty common?
I
don't know either.
I'm not
I feel like
those.
They always come out a while, but I didn't know it was that long.
I think autopsies, I always was under the impression, I watch a lot of crime shows, you know, but I'm under the impression that autopsies can be within a couple of days, you know, when you're looking at kidneys and livers and things. But the toxicology report always takes a few weeks. So
my pee
that's all
took
I know.
3 days.
Pardon?
My pee took 3 days.
Took 3 days for your pee?
For my pee.
Wow, that's a lot. Yeah, that's a
I don't think that's the same, though, as an autopsy or a toxicology report.
She's like, oh, you know what? The one kidney, I don't know, maybe it's just, so don't take those pills I gave you. Like, what?
Yeah.
3 days later?
I'm not an expert. I'm not an expert when it comes to peeing.
Yeah.
In the testing.
Right. But it's just weird they give you a prescription for kidney, you know, kidney problems.
Yeah.
And then she calls and says, yeah, it's not that kidney.
Yeah, before they actually know what's going on.
And like, don't take that. It's been 3 days. I've been on it.
I'm even more confused now.
I know. It's very odd.
This is a bizarre story, though. You've got Gene Hackman, his wife, a dog, everything, you know, coming together now that what the hell happened? Nobody knows. Could have been gas inside the house. Could have been somebody fell. Could have been a murder-suicide. Could have been a Romeo and Juliet. Nobody knows. Nobody knows what happened. And that's very rare.
All we know is both of them fell. That's all we know.
Uh-huh. We know they were found.
Yeah, both of them fell.
And they've been there for a long time.
Yeah.
That's weird, too.
Yeah.
It's weird that the daughter has not spoken to them in months. And we're talking like 5 and 6 months.
Did she say how many months?
Yeah, she said it'd been several months.
Yeah.
And they're guessing somewhere around 5 or 6 months since she's
spoken to her dad. Because several is kind of like open, isn't it?
Huh?
Like, several could be 12. Several could be 8. Several could be 3.
Yeah.
But it's always more than 2.
Yes. I heard this morning it was 5. 5 to 6 is
five,
what I heard. But
six.
I have no idea. I have no idea. But he's 95 years old. You haven't checked on dad in 5, 6 months?
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
It is kind of weird.
And they say the bodies had been there for at least 2 weeks.
Maybe that new wife is all controlling and stuff. you know, you're not going to talk to your kids.
There's a weird story saying that he, like, she had him on a pretty strict diet.
Yeah, that she was, like, demando about it. He was doing yoga twice a week. He's 95. Yoga twice a week and Pilates, which I don't know if you've ever done Pilates, but being 95 and trying to do Pilates is, like, what the hell? And they did it together, and that she had him on a regimen diet. Like he couldn't eat any sugar.
No kidding.
The guy's 95. If I want to have McDonald's,
exactly.
I'm going to do it.
If I want a Dairy Queen, yeah, I'm going to get up 95.
Yeah. Yes. Pilates at 95? What the hell?
My God.
No. So I'm sure more stuff will come out over the weekend, and we'll find out a lot more and have, you know, some of the details come Monday. But it's just a real mystery,
it's
man.
It's a weird story. And I didn't know that after he left Hollywood, he was just done with Hollywood, right? And so he moved to Santa Fe. I didn't know he became an author of like four or five books that were big hits.
Hadn't heard from this guy in 20 years.
Yeah, but that's what he was doing. He was painting and writing. Yep.
Couldn't tell you what Gene Hackman was up to. Had no idea.
He had bestsellers.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either. Yeah, I didn't know it either. Yeah, I saw that yesterday too, that he had become a bestseller. And I'm like, what the heck? I've not heard any of this.
Somebody said, I haven't spoken to my parents for 10 years, and then they died. Not everyone has a great family. Okay. Happy Friday.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I will say this, though. If my dad is 95 years old, and even though we haven't had a great relationship over the years, if I found out he's worth $70 million.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm talking to him.
Do some smoozing.
I'm doing it.
I'm moving in.
Hold that ankle for a minute, okay? Yeah. Your dad is 95. He's going to kick it any day now, okay?
Yeah.
He's 95. He's worth $70 million.
I know a few people that take care of their parents for that reason.
Yes.
That girl's
absolutely
just dumb.
I'm not an idiot. I'm going to cut dad off. No, he's going to cut you off.
Exactly.
$70 million. Is this adding up yet?
Move into the basement like Schmadil. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yes.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm going to tell you something, Jamie, that I'm not very proud of.
Oh, okay.
And you can relate to this because it's happened to you. And not only that, you might be going through it right now.
Wait, don't put it on me because you're the bad guy.
I'm just saying.
Don't put it on me.
It's a little embarrassing, okay? Do you know I still have 5 blow-ups in my front yard from Christmas? Do you know I still have lights that are strung across the garage and the front door? Do you realize I still have a Christmas tree in the living room that's still up?
Wow.
But this weekend.
This weekend is your weekend. It's nice out.
No, it really is. And that's the reason to bring it up is because if you've got some outdoor stuff to do, okay, this is the weekend to do it because it's going to change come Monday, big time. I mean, we're looking at probably 6 to 8 inches of snow on Monday night into Tuesday. But if you've got weekend stuff that needs to get done, get her done. Get her done. Okay. I'm not shocking you, am I? Because I'm sure you... I could tell by the look on your face. Your Christmas tree is still up. I'm telling you, I knew it. I knew it.
All those blinding lights, are they still outside?
When I first said this this morning.
I didn't say anything.
When I first said this to Carson and Spadil this morning, they were shocked. Oh, my God, BJ. And I said to them, I'm not the only one.
No, I didn't say anything.
I know Jamie White.
No, you don't know me.
I do know you, Jamie. Yours is up, isn't it? Your lights, tell me what's up.
Okay.
Tell me what's up. Be honest.
All right.
Be honest.
I'll be honest. I hired a guy. His name is Sean. Very nice guy. He is the hardest worker you've ever met in your life. Anyway, so this guy, he took down all the lights outside. He took everything down, right? It took him like 2 hours. He took down every light, everything. And he coiled up all the extension cords, everything. Took down all those trees and everything. And he set them on my front porch.
Gotcha.
And they're still there.
And that was last month. But wait, there's more.
Go ahead.
Okay. So they're still there because I come home and I'm like, oh, I need to. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start taking one tree down to the basement every time I walk in the front door. That's what I'll do.
I just do it piece by piece.
But I've been going through the garage, so then I kind of forget about the front door. And so these poor, like, Amazon people are like, And I still have Merry Christmas on a floor mat in front of the front door.
I knew it. I knew you did.
And then, yeah, and it says Merry Christmas. And I was like, oh, my, and I still have the wreath, you know, with the, oh, all the, yeah, yeah, still have that hanging. So I'm going to get that done this weekend. I didn't go to Phoenix. I was supposed to go to Phoenix today, but I'm not going because I feel embarrassed by the Amazon people are like, it's not even Christmas. It's March, ladies.
Get your life together.
And I might... In the black room, well, we call it the black room because it has black, it's just got a big black pit group or whatever. I have a Christmas tree.
You got a Christmas tree.
I got a Christmas tree.
I knew it. And I've not said a word to you because I've got it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I haven't, you know, I've not said anything to you.
Yeah. Now, it's this, fully decorated, got the lights on. Sometimes I turn it on. When it snowed the other day, I turned it on.
Let's make a deal.
Okay.
This is the weekend we get rid of this stuff.
Okay. I'll send you before pictures of both.
Okay.
The front porch.
Right.
That was like, oh my God. Extension cord. They're all rolled up nicely, though. Everything's nice. Like he did a
great
job.
I'll bet it is. And all it's got to be done is taking it down. Now, here's the only thing I don't want to do. I don't want to add the Christmas tree to the list of getting things done.
I agree.
Okay?
No, I knew you would. No,
you've got nothing to do with this.
Yeah,
this is between Jamie and I.
You guys are enablers.
Well, not only is it too much, it's not my responsibility.
Well, it
because
is mine.
It's my wife.
It's mine, but it's just too much right now.
But that's why I want to take it off the list. So right now, me.
Because I have like probably 1,000 ornaments on my tree. You know how that tree is.
No, I'll give you a break on the tree.
It's 1,000 ornaments. Yeah.
Nobody sees it. I'm talking about curb appeal, okay?
So
that's where we're going to clean up this weekend.
Okay.
Curb appeal.
All right.
Okay? For
I'm
you
top.
And I.
I promise.
You and I will take care of things this weekend.
You wait till I send you that picture. You'll be like, how did you even get in and out the front door? I'm like, well, now they've been sending the packages down the two steps.
You have to move everything. You gotta go.
Wait till you see my picture.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's just as bad.
So,
worse,
but you have like dead blow up people in the yard, right?
Dead.
Just a graveyard of blow ups.
Cords all throughout the yard.
I have a guy named Sean. He's amazing.
Oh, I can do it. It won't take 5 minutes to do it. Really Here's what gets me though, is I look around the neighborhood and clearly. I'm the lazy guy, okay?
Oh, I am.
I am the lazy person in the neighborhood. But for some reason, I'll stand there at the edge of the garage, and I will see all this in the yard, and I'll do nothing. I just go back in. It doesn't even bother me that I'm that guy.
Well, it does me, but remember, I'm like, because I have those willow trees that light up, and I must have like 30 of them on the front porch. And like, take one every time you walk in. And then I'm like, hit the garage. Just park in the garage.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Run from it. There you go.
Yeah, out of sight, out of mind. This is not happening.
This is it.
Okay.
The weekend.
It is the weekend.
The weekend.
Right?
Let's get her done.
But I kind of don't feel good. Remember,
you guys aren't gonna put anything away.
My kidneys are all jacked up. Remember, kind of don't feel good.
I don't feel good either.
Oh my God!
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Thank you to all the TextNado people that make BJ and I feel better about ourselves. It says, I deliver for UPS, and tons of people still have out their Halloween decor.
Yeah. No way.
Jamie and I have Christmas out, so.
Well, mine's at least better than yours.
Well, I'm just saying that we're both kind of in the same boat.
Mine's at least on my all wrapped up and on my front porch, just needs to be taken in.
Mine's in the yard.
And then Schmidil ran in and said, you're killing your sod.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, murdering it. Yeah,
that's because he's, what do you call yourself, a hoarder?
Yeah, horticulturist.
Yeah.
That's you're one of those dudes.
Yeah.
Just think of it like, you know, snow without the sunshine on your grass.
I mean, the grass is still dead.
Yeah, no sunshine, no carbon dioxide so it can breathe. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
They've been out there since November on your grass?
Yeah. November. Yeah. November.
I think even when you have December, them just January, out there all nice, February. You're supposed to move them around.
Say what now?
You're supposed to move them around like 4 or 5 feet like every couple days.
Well, the wind one day blew them a little bit.
Yeah.
That helps out.
Oh, yeah. look.
Yeah.
I feel better about it. People still have Halloween stuff out, so I'm good.
Hey, when we come out of this this thingamabopper, this tabloid trash, can we play that new Benson Boone song?
Sure.
I'm a big fan of it. Sure. I really like it. Yeah, I like it a lot. I forgot what it's called. It's like, it's about, it's a song. They say it's about this girl that broke his heart, like crushed him like a bug. And then he saw her out later on in life, a couple years later, and she wasn't with anybody. She was all alone, and he was with somebody.
It's called Sorry, yeah. I'm Here for Someone Else.
Yes, and he's so bummed because he wanted to hook back up
now,
with her.
Had she gained weight? Well, a lot of times when you see somebody later in life, they've gained weight. They look a lot different. I didn't know. I didn't listen to the lyrics in the song. I saw her out. I'm with another person. But look how big she got. I didn't know.
I don't know what the song is. I think you look like someone else.
No, that would be... Sorry, I'm with someone else, and thank God, because you're a fatty.
Oh, my God.
I just didn't listen to the lyrics that closely.
It's okay.
I didn't know that if you... Because if you run in, how many times have you ran...
A lot of people beef up. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, how many times have you ran into somebody that you knew from high school or college or whatever, and man, have they changed.
Yeah.
Ooh, Lordy.
Yeah, and you know what's weird about it is I feel like the guys in my high school look way older than all the girls in my high school.
You know what? I totally agree with that.
They do. They look like that. Like all of my girlfriends from high school, they look fantastic. But all the dudes look like they gave up.
Just packed it in. Hey, it's been a great life. I'm only like 40, but I look like I'm 60.
I know. It's true.
Not at my school. Some of those girls are hideous.
Oh, my God.
Lordy.
Have you seen Bobo or whatever her name was?
Pudge. Yeah. No, I've not seen, not in a while.
Yeah.
Maybe a few
years.
If
she was called Pudge then, what is she now?
Maybe pudgier.
All right. Let's get to some of this. Here's the deal. Shrek 5 has been announced. The trailer came out for Shrek 5. And Zendaya, who I think is just beautiful, Zendaya is playing Shrek's daughter. So her name is Felicia. So remember Shrek and Cameron Diaz, they had a baby or whatever. And then it's Felicia, and that's who Zendaya is. But here's the controversy with Shrek 5. People hate the graphics. I don't even know if you call it graphics. Whatever, the cinema. You know how it's supposed to be like a cartoon or whatever the thing is? Well, I guess they changed it all up, and they're doing this, they call it artsy-fartsy Disney crap, and people hate it.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's not quite as green as he was. And it's, you know, what do you call that kind of, where they try to make it look more real?
Yeah.
You know what I'm...
Yeah, just like realistic graphics.
Yeah. And then they said that they reference like TikTok and all this stuff, and they feel like Shrek is trying to be too cool in it. I don't know.
No, Shrek's like set in a certain time. You can't...
That's what they're saying. It's because he's looking in the mirror and he has latex on and muscles. What?
He has a daughter?
Yeah.
Who's been sleeping with Shrek?
Fiona.
Princess Fiona.
Yeah, Cameron Diaz.
She slept with Shrek.
Oh, yeah. She's not a looker in the movie.
Oh, my God.
They love each other.
They do love each other. Oh, my God, they love each other.
I didn't realize they banging.
They
what?
They banging.
That's not a word you say.
I heard that in a song. No, they banging. She bangs, she bangs.
She bangs, she bangs.
She moves, she moves.
Okay,
that's in
Ricky
a song.
Martin.
It's in a song.
Ricky Martin called, wants his lyrics back.
That's a good song.
I feel like that was Gronk, they banging.
we work with Gronk. Me not like to Gronk.
So
I mean,
she
bang.
Was pregnant and had a baby?
That's what the whole first four movies are about, is them finding true love.
Oh, I never saw him doing that, though.
Yeah, and then they share true love's first kiss, and she transforms from a human into an ogre.
Duh.
Yeah.
Duh. Yeah.
And she has the same.
Well, I didn't realize they had a baby.
She has the same kind of ears.
I know. Horns.
Well, they're kind of ears, I think.
Yeah. They're like bugle things. Yeah.
They're bugle horns.
Yeah.
I don't know what they are.
Pringle ears.
I'm so disappointed you never got the plot.
Yeah, I never did. Never did. I thought he had something going with that donkey.
Well, there has been speculation.
Yeah, just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying. Yeah, I thought he and the donkey were tight.
Yeah, he does walk behind him a lot.
Thank you. Thank you. Can't wait to see 5.
I got the trailer right here. If you
okay, wanna. Yeah, sure.
Hey, Magic Mirror, who's the fairest of them all?
Why, Shrek, of course.
Gah!
Ew, Dad.
Woohoo, Mom and Light.
Who's making this stuff?
Not me!
Whoa! Shrek 5, starring Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy, Cameron Diaz, and Zendaya? Oh, damn. Oh.
They what said a damn? Yeah. They said damn and a little kid's... Man.
That's I did not expect that. Yeah, it threw me off.
That's an amazing moneymaker, isn't it?
Yeah. Wow. You know what throws me off? And sorry, you know, because them saying damn. It, like, the way we've progressed in life as far as not protecting anybody anymore, you know, yeah. And they're saying damn, like, I'm shocked because I bet my parents would be like, But there is a commercial for an HIV medication, and it's arousing. It's two men, and there's a lot of men. There's a lot of men. It's like, you're kind of like creeped out, but you're kind of like, ooh, I don't know.
I'll go on record. I did not find it arousing.
Even when the two like kind of kiss and then the guy bites his sucker?
Nope.
Wow.
Not arousing. Nope.
You didn't kind of think that was hot?
Nope.
Anyway, I was like, wow. I because they played a lot on Bravo, and I watched Bravo a lot. And so I was like, man, we have come a long way. We have two men just like kissing. And then the one guy like teasing him with his sucker. Mm.
Not hot at all. Nope.
Oh, all right, I'm done. There you go. Tableau Trash. I got to one story, I think.
Brand new. Benson Boone.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm here for someone else.
BJ and Jamie.
There you go. Brand new Benson Boone.
Song. I love it. Yep, that's good.
He's back. Why is it when a restaurant goes away that you start to crave it?
Are you thinking about Del Taco?
Yeah.
I am too.
I've only been to Del Taco one time, ever. But now all of a sudden this morning it's like, man, I wish they were open on my way home. I would stop.
I know. And what I didn't know is that, so you know how I told you I eat my taco really weird. I have 4 packets of sauce on my taco and I eat it down because they put a ton of lettuce and ton of cheese on it. And I put those 4 packets on it and then I eat it down to the meat. And then I have a meat canoe and I throw my meat canoe away. Well, somebody texted and said that they'd eat my meat canoe because listen to this.
Yeah.
They throw away all the lettuce and cheese and they only eat the meat canoe.
So they do completely the opposite.
Yes, we could be friends and go together and we could save a lot of money.
So you get their top and they get your canoe.
Yes.
That'd be great.
It would.
Yeah.
I mean, who knew?
You guys need to hook up.
I know. Who knew somebody eats meat canoes?
That might be a long time arrangement for you.
Well, we can't now because Del Taco's closed.
Yeah.
Son of a gun. Yeah. Here we go.
I just found my forever person.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you find a good meat canoe eater and all of a sudden, there's nowhere to go.
It's so sad.
Yeah. Taco Bell's got to be loving this, right?
Yeah, I guess
so. I mean, you've got Del Taco shutting down, 18 of 19 stores in Colorado? I still don't get it. I mean, Del Taco's all over the country, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part, I don't think they're in Tennessee.
They're not in Southern Illinois. We have Taco John's.
I think it's all in the West.
Yeah.
I think like Los Angeles and places like that. And I haven't seen this morning where any of those have shut down. So it's got to be a franchise thing.
What's going on? It almost has to be. You know what? I bet Trump did it. I bet. Elon. Elon fired
Elon
them all.
Elon shut him down.
It was Doge.
It was Doge.
Yeah, Doge did it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's what it was.
Taco's got Doge.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Friday.
I'm in love with your body. Has anybody ever said that to you?
Ugh, every day. Are you kidding? Gets old.
Yeah.
It really does. Yeah.
I'm in love with your body.
I know.
Yep. Okay.
Do you see where that ceiling on that movie theater fell in? Is that crazy? You're at a movie, okay? And all of a sudden the ceiling collapsed on you.
Yeah. Here's the weirdest part. There were only 2 people in the theater.
It was a screen. Only 2 people.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What?
That's what I saw too.
How do you have only 2 people?
Well, did they rent it out for themselves?
No, it says during a screening of Captain America, mm-hmm. Brave New World.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Just 2 people inside?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I thought that was
what
the weirdest
in
part.
The hell is going on in Washington State?
I don't know. Maybe they were like a high profile couple or something and they rented it out for themselves.
It really is incredible. No one was hurt when this ceiling collapsed at the Liberty Cinema in Wenatchee. Look at all the debris on the ground right here covering rows of that movie theater. The movie was actually still playing. Two people were there on Tuesday night watching Captain America.
Two people. In the whole theater.
Thank God.
I don't think that's what she said. I really don't.
The movie was actually still playing. Two people were there on Tuesday night watching Captain America.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you just tell those two people to go home?
I think they did. Here's what's weird about the whole story.
Just go home. We'll play the movie tomorrow. You can come back tomorrow.
No, but, well, yeah, I don't think you can. The building's kind of destroyed and condemned. But look, you meant that came to the, but they, I think they rented it out. Yeah. That's my guess. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Four rows, right? In the front, completely demolished. They were in the fifth row.
Whoa. All right. There's something
crazy?
Wrong.
That's
with
eerie.
There's something wrong with this store.
Well, like I know that Prince rented out the whole theater for her and Heidi to go see a movie. People do that.
Yeah, you
they
can
buy
do
all
that.
The seats.
Uh-huh.
For just two people?
Yeah, you buy all the seats.
Two people were there on Tuesday night watching Captain America when that ceiling came crashing down. I spoke with the battalion fire chief who responded to the theater. He told me it really is incredible. Two people inside were not hurt.
Yeah, that's what the fire captain said. He said, wait a minute. There were only two people? Are you telling me that the theater was empty except for two people?
So let me, do you think that they bought out the whole theater or do you think that only really two people went on a Tuesday?
It doesn't say.
Was it a matinee?
It had to be.
Was it? Because it is a Tuesday.
Like at 10 a.m.
Yeah, like not a lot of people go to the theater on Tuesday.
If I'm running the theater, I go, hey, you two.
We're not going to play the film.
Why don't you go over to another theater, okay? We're not even going to turn on the lights in here, okay? We're going to leave them off.
Right, yeah.
We're not going to use the power.
What
two people.
What's your theory? They rented it out or only two people went on a Tuesday matinee?
I think if it were rented out, they would have said it in the story.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I think that would have been a key part of it, that they had rented this out. They're the only two, and then the ceiling collapsed.
Oh, I just got breaking news.
What?
The owner of Del Taco says it's only temporary.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
That's great news.
It is great.
Del Taco!
News.
Yeah, they're going
to
be.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt your two people thing.
Yeah, I don't know if that two people thing's correct.
He told me it really is incredible. Two people inside were not.
I mentioned Del Taco's only temporary.
They're coming back.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. I'm kind of shocked by some of the responses, but we were talking about this movie theater up in Washington State. And the roof collapsed. Or the ceiling. All right. So maybe I got it wrong.
Yeah.
The ceiling collapsed inside the theater, right?
Yep.
And then Jamie informs me. She said the reason nobody was hurt because there were only two people inside the theater.
I heard that.
Two people were there on Tuesday night watching Captain America.
Watching Captain America.
Beat it to
Captain
death.
America.
Just beat it to death.
And then people started texting saying that if they sell one ticket, they got to show it.
Yeah, because they're a projectionist. And they said that they show movies to one person all the time.
Huh.
Yeah.
As a projectionist.
Not just two, but even one person buys a ticket.
Yep.
Two people were there on Tuesday
Why
night
do
watching.
That? Why? Like, nobody likes it. Nobody. Nobody's sitting in their car going, that's hilarious when he plays that again.
Two people were there on Tuesday night watching Captain America.
Only two people.
Only two people were there.
Freaking blows me away.
I know. Imagine if it was one.
Two people were there on Tuesday night watching.
They had a
it, was
only,
it was two. It was
they,
two. Hey, Spadil.
Yeah.
Did you know they have to play the movie if only one person's in there?
You don't say.
Two people were
Why
there on Tuesday
that?
Night watching.
Why are you doing
Why are you
that?
Enabling him?
Two people, though, were there?
You guys, this isn't funny. I know what's funny, and this isn't it.
Two people were there on Tuesday night watching Cap.
So they definitely had to play that movie. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's double the minimal.
Right.
Yep.
Shall we go?
Yeah. Yep. Show's done.
Why are you leaving the studio so much this morning?
Why am I leaving the studio much? I'm busy.
In the last hour, you've been down the hallway. And
busy. I'm very busy. Got a lot of stuff to do. Busy.
Jamie's peeing in a cup this morning.
Okay, so
she's having to pee in a cup. She's had to pee three times in a cup.
Does it? No. No, this is funny, though. So I'm going to Urology Associates or whatever, Inc., in Lone Tree, right? And so I talked to the lady, and I'm talking to her, and she's like, oh, my God, I love your show. And here's me. Uh-huh. And then she says, she's like, what's crazy is I listen to you when you're in California, and I moved back here, too. And here's me. Uh-huh.
There are some bad times to talk about the show.
Yeah, pee in a cup and the show don't go together.
You don't want to hold the conversation when you've got that whole bloated bladder syndrome. Whatever it is. Yeah.
It's my kidneys.
So are you okay?
Yeah, it's just some kidney issues.
Did they come here to you?
No. I was on the phone with her.
I thought you were down there talking to them.
I was in the other room talking to her.
All right.
No.
Well, she's got to run. She's got a bloated bladder.
No, it's my kidneys, which is scary.
Oh, whatever.
I don't know which is worse, bladder or kidneys. All of it's bad.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, all of it's bad.
Did you hear the story?
Two people were there on Tuesday.
Only two people had said that,
I'm
going
to pee on your head. Only
two. Hey. Oh, all right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your weekend. Remember, get out there and get some things done before the snow comes next week. Have a great, safe weekend. Don't drink and drive, and we'll see you back here on Monday. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.